Believe it or not, in Pennsylvania, it's actually pronounced Pennsylvania, duh. And unfortunately, Digital Dave has bailed out on us. He's off to do a live remote interview, which we hope the techno gurus will smile upon us. And joining me is Wireless Mike.
Good morning, Oshkosh.
Good morning, Wireless Mike. And joining us here, we have from the Flying Musicians, co-founder John Zapp. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So what is with Flying Musicians Association Incorporated? What is this all about?
Well, right now, it's what it's not about. We are so busy. We're a group of passionate aviators and passionate musicians. Some of us fly, some of us play music, a lot of us do both. But there are also members in our organization now that we're just past 180 members in a short period of existence. And there's some folks that just simply have a passion for both aviation and music and like to share it with others. And that's our motto primarily, is to have fun and to share our passions.
How long has Flying Musicians been around?
2009.
Oh, we started. You guys are just getting off the ground then.
Well, we launched last year. We went orbital, and it was a banner year, not only in the aviation industry as far as going to some of the major events like Sun and Fun, Osh, and AOPA Summit, but we also went to some music events. Kerrville Folk Festival, one of the biggest folk festivals in the country and longest running folk festivals. We had a presence there last year, and that's Kerrville, Texas, home of Mooney Aircraft Company.
Hello, Mooney.
And that's why we picked that one. And then we also went to Merle Fest up in North Carolina, which is one of the biggest bluegrass festivals in the world.
I was going to say, one of the things I'm curious about is what are you looking for in a musician?
What do we look? Passion.
That's it.
We have genres that cover the whole spectrum of music. We have a jazz musician. He is a jazz musician and a writer and a singer and aerobatic pilot, Elgin Wells. He's one of our members. We have a jazz flute player out in San Diego. We've got the principal harpist from the Utah Symphony. She's a pilot, avid pilot, and glider pilot as well. It covered the spectrum.
I was going to say, it's got to be a little difficult to put a harp in an airplane.
Well, they do have the small folk harps, but you're right there. We'd have to rent that, but there are plenty sources for that as well. And there's, musicians are a whole lot like pilots. It's a community. It's a fraternity. And they're good people, and they like to help out each other. So if you go to an area as a pilot, and you don't have a plane there, if you want to go flying, you just have to look up somebody, and they'd be happy to take you up for a flight in the area. The same way with music. You go there, and you don't have a guitar, or in her case, a harp. It's easy to find one because they have tentacles everywhere.
And how many musicians do you have in your network?
Oh, there's... I can't keep track of them because every time I turn around, someone else is calling me. I was drinking coffee a week ago and going through my mail and trying to get up to speed, and I get a call from a guy that talked kind of fast, and so I didn't catch his name, and he's saying, well, I hope to meet you at Oshkosh, and if we have time, and if not this year, maybe next year, and well, I got a gig this weekend I've got to go to, I'm getting ready for, and he was going faster than I could keep up with. My coffee had not kicked in yet. And then at the end of the conversation, I said, okay, yeah, fine, that's great, you know, another member, another guy, and then at the very end of the conversation, it dawned on me, it's Aaron Tippin.
And, oh, geez.
You know, and
he's
said, well,
he's been here a number of times.
I know.
He's become a regular here and on the air show circuit as well.
He loves music and he loves aviation, and that's exactly what the Flying Musicians are all about.
Has Aaron sat in on any of your concerts yet?
No, but we hope to meet up this weekend and talk about that. He's on a tight schedule, but he told me that we'd like to get some time to sit down and discuss that. And the music jams that started and that we're going to be doing every night this week, Monday through Friday, and we started last night. We're hoping that any musician that's in the area will pop in and come up on the stage. We have a bass, we have a keyboard, we'll have a drum kit, and we've got guitars and plenty of mics. So you don't have to have your instrument with you. If you play, then stop on by and have some fun with us.
Well, fortunately, I travel light. I have a kazoo. Do you have a need for one of those?
You know, that's funny you should say that. I was reacquainted with the kazoo at the Kerrville Folk Festival.
Oh, jeez.
Sitting around at the various parties they you play, and someone said, okay, bring out your kazoos. And those who sit around and just love music and listen to all these folks, they bring their kazoo and they pull it out and start playing. So it's like, oh, okay, so this is an active audience.
Oh, geez.
So bring ears along.
Since we were mentioning Aaron Tippin, he is playing out here on
Saturday. That's right.
Yeah, as part of the Red, White, and Loud tour. Do you know what time he's playing?
It's in the evening.
In the evening. Okay.
Theater in the Woods, maybe?
You know, I don't know.
We'll have to find out for sure.
Yeah, but that's definitely something to go to. I have to say just a little thing. I'm not a huge country music fan. I love lots of music, but I'm just not that big. I went to one of his shows. Excellent. Excellent show. Even though I'm not a huge country music fan, totally worth going to.
Aaron's a good guy, and he also is a prolific songwriter, and a songwriter from, I think he grew up in Pensacola, Florida, which is, I mean, got a great air museum there, right? The Naval Air Museum.
Yep.
And speaking of Navy, that's the theme this year, right?
Yeah, one of many themes here, actually. Mm-hmm. So you guys are going to be giving, I saw in the paper there, it looks like nightly concerts?
That's the music jams, yes. And if you get a moment, I'd love to run over what we're doing.
By all means.
We've got our information table over at the Vintage Hangar, brand new building over there. We love it. So we're set up there. We have a keyboard and some guitars, and our folks are there to answer questions. And if you want to pick up a guitar or strike up a tune, you can. We'll be there every day this week. The Sennheiser booth or tent outside of Exhibit B, we'll have a member playing every day this week from Monday through Friday from 11 to 1. So stop by the Sennheiser tent and check out some great sound equipment and their awesome new headset, the S1. Let's see, today it's Alex Whitmore and his wife Marty, the Whitmores, and they are awesome. They're both pilots, tail draggers. They have about six of those, and that's all they'll fly, but they're great musicians, and they performed last night at the music jam. So every day at the Sennheiser booth, every day in the Vintage Hangar, and then every night this week at the Forum Building, Honda Forum Building, number 9, from 7 to 10, we'll start off with a featured performer. Tonight it's Ravi. Tomorrow night we have a special guest. Thursday night, Elgin Wells, and Friday we'll have David Peel performing. After the performance, then we'll take sign-ups for open mic if you want to get up and perform a song. And then there's an all-out jam session. Everybody just jumps up there and plays. And last night, I think we had 8 people. We had a keyboard, a bass, a harmonica, 2 singers, 3 guitars, and it was just great. Great time, good music.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Does anybody record any of this stuff?
Well, we are taking a little bit of amateur recording on it, but no, I think we start out. This is the first year, so we're starting out a little slow. We had some folks come up and say, well, we'd love to do this, but the trolleys stop running, or the trams, at 8, so how are we going to get back? And I'm not sure of that, but they also said the buses run until midnight, so if we can nail down the fact that the trolleys the trams do run a little bit later, a lot of folks will come out. And as we grow, then we'll start thinking of having you guys over there to record it.
Well, we'd be happy to come over and do
that.
And, I mean, we absolutely love anything we can get our hands on.
Absolutely. We have some technical gurus here that are just wizards of wires. And
can't wait to do remotes.
Can't wait to do remotes. Absolutely.
Yeah, a good friend of mine, Mark Penske, was a sound engineer for Frank Zappa. And when he went on his tour over in Europe in the late 70s and 80s, and that was one of their fun things. They built a mobile sound system there for him.
Wow.
And he had his whole, it was pretty awesome. But I understand that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would be good because, you know, undoubtedly This takes a bit of cash here and there to run, and you might just be able to raise a couple of bucks if you had a CD or something. And you guys have a website, too?
We sure do, flyingmusicians.org.
Okay.
ORG, and we are a 501c3 nonprofit. We're starting college chapters right now at Texas, University of Texas at Arlington. They're starting in September. TCC, UNCSA, and App State are all in the works, and Berklee School of Music, as well as Embry-Riddle. So we're starting our college chapters so we can go out there and find those musicians that have a passion for aviation and help them pursue that, because college kids are living on ramen noodles, I think is what
yeah.
I heard. So if we can encourage and mentor those folks, that's what we want to do.
Well, there has to be a disclaimer in here somewhere, because obviously it's a little hard to fly the airplane while you're playing your tuba, so...
But you'll be surprised what we'll do. Autopilot is handy.
I'm never surprised when I'm around pilots. Because we're a bunch of very animated, very much fun-loving people. And this sounds like a ball, too. So we're here with John Zapp from the flyingmusicians.org. That's their website if you want to check it out. They're going to be giving concerts here at the Honda Forum tent. You said number 9, I thought. Check them out. We've got some great people that are going to be over there. Ravi for one. I saw, Elgin Wells for another, and David Peel. So, and of course, they're always looking for new musicians. Give them a try. You just might like it.
And Aaron Tippin on Saturday.
That's going to be great, too. I'm going to see if I can definitely get to that one. That should be good.
It's always a good show.
Yes, it is. And... let's see, I'm Fast Eddie.
And I'm Wireless Mike.
And you're listening to Hot Start on EAA Radio.